Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. And we're just so glad that each and every one of you tuned in today. Some of you are listening by radio, some of you are listening by podcast, but we are just so glad that you took the time to hear what we have to say. Turn the Light On is a topical Bible study. It's done through myself. I'm Pastor Kevin Radlin, and I am pastor at Lighthouse Christian Church. We're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida, and right across from Audubon Elementary School. And God's moving. God's moving at our church. He's moving in our county. A lot of things are happening, and you know what? We are trying to build unity within the churches. So it's my pleasure to have Pastor Mark Cook from Brave and Grace Ministries back on the program. He was with us yesterday. He's with us again today. Welcome to the program, Pastor
Thanks,
Mark.
Thanks, Pastor Kevin. Yeah, man, unity in the churches is so powerful. I'm so thankful for our friendship and just what we're able to do, you know, as churches together impacting the community. You're on one side of the river, I'm on the other, and just able to reach people. So Brave and Grace, Brave and Grace, you can find us at braveandgrace.com. We're over at 825 Forest Avenue in Cocoa.
Yeah, right near the Cocoa Library.
Yep, just down the street from the library. There's a beautiful campus that was a Methodist church for a long time. It's now, excuse me, it's now owned by Matthew's Hope, who's doing incredible homeless ministry there and reaching the community. And they're also making space available for churches to launch. And so that's where we're at. Yeah.
Well, Pastor Mark, we yesterday we're talking about Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, I don't think we even scratched the surface. I love the depth that you like to go in scriptures. And I think people out there really need to know and understand scripture better and how you can just take one scripture. I mean, we could talk about this scripture for a month.
Sure.
We really could, because the Holy Spirit would keep giving us different angles. Every time I read my Bible and I read through it again, I read a scripture that I've read 1,000 times, and God speaks something different to me. Every time that I read through it, God is speaking for today.
Yes.
He's giving me my daily dose of the Word of God. And I could sit here and read this scripture for the next month, and I believe that God would show me something for my life today out of that scripture. And so that's kind of where I want to go with it. In this moment, I want to just read this scripture again and say, what is God saying for today? He said something yesterday, but guess what? He's going to share something more even with us today through this scripture. So we actually tied in yesterday. We were just talking about the importance of the Word of God in our lives, man. Yeah. Open our Bibles. Let's get in there. Let's get busy. Let's learn who we are in Christ. Today, I want to kind of key in on verse 4. It says, for whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance, listen to me, perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
Now, what version is that?
Oh, I'm reading out of the New American Standard. Okay. Why don't you read it out of verse 4 out of New King James?
Yeah, there's a slightly, and this was there's so much richness here to see both of these.
Yeah.
For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope.
Right.
So we'll kind of talk about all those different words.
Patience, comfort, perseverance, and encouragement of the scriptures that we might have hope. Yours says hope as well, right? So, you know, the goal is hope, everybody.
Yes.
Anybody out there need a little bit of hope?
And we spent yesterday on basically the first half, that it was written for our learning and how valuable and important it is. And just to very briefly touch on that, what you're saying, Pastor Kevin, is the ability to open up the Word and have the Holy Spirit show you something new all the time. That's for everyone. It's not just for a pastor.
Absolutely.
And we talked about that yesterday, so go back and listen to that.
The key thing that stood out for me first and foremost was the word perseverance in my version.
Yeah.
You know, and what does it good Bible verse for perseverance. And I looked it up, and I came up with James chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." You know, so first of all, we learn through this scripture that we have to love God. Well, if you love God, you're going to love his word, because Jesus was the word made flesh. Yes. So we've got to be in the Bible. We've got to be in the word. But if we need to persevere, you know, that means we have to remain steadfast under a trial. Have you ever been through any trials in your life, Pastor Mark?
Man, every time I...
Not criminal trials, but, you know, I just want to reiterate
that. Coming through the hard stuff, man. Yeah, There's hard stuff.
Life gets tough.
Yeah. And you got to have a foundation to go through it with. And I love the idea of the perseverance. And so there's two thoughts here on the idea of perseverance and mindset patience. And I'll kind of unpack the patience part in a minute, but I want to dwell on the perseverance part that you see there, sure. Pastor Kevin. So it says the perseverance and comfort of the scriptures. So yes. There's two things. So when you go to the scriptures, you're going to learn perseverance. You're going to see examples over and over again of perseverance of men and women of God who persevered, and they have a great reward because of that. And it's the perseverance of the scripture. The scripture itself is an enduring word.
Yes.
Peter says this, and he's quoting from the Old Testament, that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord stands forever.
That's so good.
The word of God perseveres. And then as you press into it, it equips you to persevere.
Yeah. Well, I think actually what we're looking at here too is that perseverance, actually godly perseverance, because there is a worldly version. Sure. You can persevere through some things without God.
Yeah.
And you can endure some things without God, but why would you want to?
Sure.
But, you know, it's the encouragement of the scriptures that give us godly perseverance.
Right.
You know, and if you don't have the scriptures, then you're going to persevere without God. You're going to persevere and try to do that in your own life, through your flesh, through your own knowledge, through the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You're going to try to persevere with the knowledge of good in your life. Oh, Lord, I just need something good. But, you know, I want to persevere not with good, but or even evil, you know, the tree. I want to go to the tree of life.
Yes.
I want to go to, you know, perseverance, and through perseverance with the encouragement of the scriptures. How do I do that? I got to open my Bible. We're back to the
cracking
your Bible again.
Well, and I would say this, as you're saying that, Kevin, what's going through my head is, if you're trying to persevere without the kingdom of God, why are you trying to persevere?
Right.
What's your end goal?
Yeah. What are you trying to attain?
Right. Where are you going? I just want to make it. Make it to what?
Right.
Like, where is your journey taking you? Yeah, your end journey without God, your end journey is a really terrible place.
Right.
So if you're just trying to persevere, you're just trying to, and there's some people out there that are incredibly tough physically and mentally, and they have gone through terrible, awful things, and they've survived it. You got people who've survived the Holocaust.
Right.
You got, you know, just people who've survived being POWs, people who've survived awful, awful things.
War.
They made it, and they gritted it out.
Veterans.
Yeah. And some of them made it, you know, with God, and some of them just did it because they just decided they were going to make it, and it was internal. And then there's a dangerous deception there, because you begin to think that you can just handle it but ultimately you're going to draw your last breath. Have you endured in the kingdom of God for that as a goal, or have you just settled for hitting the grave and that's it, man?
Yeah.
Because if it's not from the word of God, it's not taking you anywhere.
Sure.
Why endure? Why endure?
Well, I think what you're saying is that, you know, times get especially rough or challenging or even heartbreaking sometimes for people. And you know, for me, my first move towards that is I just want to quit. I'm like, you know what? Why bother? Why try? You know, I know there's people out there that have had jobs that they just needed to persevere. Their boss was just a jerk, you know, or their job was just hard, you know, and they're trying to get through it and they're trying to persevere through it. And the first thing is like, I'm just going to quit. You know, what about your marriage? And when your marriage gets tough, you know, I mean, you and I have counseled a lot of different people in crisis in their marriage, you know, and what is it that you know, we can offer them. We can offer them what the Word of God says.
Yes.
And we can help them to get a nugget of the Word of God into their marriage and into their life. But if they don't go to the Word of God and begin to persevere and be encouraged by the Scriptures, that they can do their marriage, that they can experience the life of God, then they're just going to fall back into that same pattern. If you're not going to begin to seek God for answers, the world's going to give you answers.
You can't
it's called divorce.
You can't live on another man's foundation.
You can't.
You have to learn to build your own foundation.
Good. Let's reiterate that a little.
Yeah, you can't just build your, you went to marriage counseling and Pastor Kevin or somebody gave you some good, you know, advice from the Word of God, but you don't go home and get in the Word of God yourself. Right. You don't have a foundation. You're just going to fall apart. If you're building on sand. You've got nothing that's going to stand when it gets hard. And things do get hard, just like you said. And so you have to build your own foundation by getting into the Word of God yourself. You know, and here's one of the things you just triggered in my head, too, is the whole idea of you've got to go through it in order to be able to minister to somebody. Did you know that the Word of God makes that not true? I don't have to have been through a hard marriage divorce situation to be able to speak
minister to
people.
Somebody else.
Right. Why? Because the Word of God is where the answers are.
Right.
It's not in your experience. It's in the Word of God. I don't need to have come out of addiction to be able to tell you that the Word of God has freedom for you to get out of addiction.
Right.
I don't need to have come through a divorce to tell you how to what God has in mind for your marriage, that it's good, that He has, that marriage is a picture of Christ in the church. I mean, we can begin to, the Word of God is what has that in that enduring word for you to persevere. It's in the Word of God. It doesn't have to come through an experience, and you can overcome your experience through that word.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people think, well, Pastor Kevin, you got such a great testimony. You were a drug addict. You did all this. God set you free. You got healed and all these things. Yeah, that's a powerful testimony, but you know what an even greater testimony is? Is that person that says, you know what, I was born to a Christian family, I was raised in the Word, I was taught to read my Bible, I learned who God was. You know, I look at Andrew Womack, man.
Yeah.
He's got a powerful testimony. He's like, I probably lived a holier life than all y'all, but I still need Jesus.
Yes.
But he's lived a holier life because he lived his life in knowing what the Word said.
And Kevin, would you want to go back and redo all that stuff?
Heck no.
Right. If you didn't have to.
If I knew what I knew now, I would have avoided it all.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to tell you. If you can crack your Bible open, you know, maybe you're dealing with family issues in your life. Maybe, you know, you want to just give up on life in general. You're out there today and you're feeling suicidal. I just want to minister to you for a minute. I want to tell you that, you know, give your life to God. It's no different than just giving your life up.
Right.
You know, I mean, you could, you know, just surrender.
Yes.
Surrender to the process of reading the Word of God, and God will begin to minister to
He'll
you.
He'll transform
you. He will
it,
encourage
man.
You.
Absolutely.
And then you'll be able to persevere because you have the Scriptures, like we said in this verse, you have the Scripture, you know, encouraging you and giving you
hope.
Hope.
Yes.
Why is somebody suicidal? Because they're hopeless.
Yes.
You need the hope that God has for you today, and it's found in His Word.
And when you get into the Word, you begin to see that God loves you. That God, the reason Jesus came was not because God was angry with the world. Jesus came because God so loved the world.
Yeah.
God so, if you're in the world, God so loves you. Did you know that the ministry that Christians have is called the ministry of reconciliation? And it says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Be reconciled to God. Why? Because God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us so that we could receive His righteousness. So
if we don't know that, we don't have hope.
Right. And so if you're feeling hopeless, you're maybe like Kevin said, you're at the end of the line. You're like, this is going to be it for me today. I'm going to be done
I'm
with
over
life.
It. I'm ready to quit.
Be reconciled to God. He made a way for you to do it. Just turn to Jesus. And
so
that
good.
What He made you for, you haven't seen it because you haven't understood what the Bible has for you. You thought the Bible was a book of rules. You thought the Bible was a book that just told you all the things not to do. You thought the Bible was a book that was designed to take away the fun of life. Well, are you enjoying life right now if you're at that point? Man, the Word of God is meant to give you life. It's meant to speak to the thing that God put in you, His Spirit that He wants to impart into you to cause you to come alive and to have a new understanding of how of what He intended for you, the purpose, the joy, the thing that you get to do as a God follower, to be infused with His life and to have purpose that extends beyond this life and into eternity. You can only get that, get in the Word of God. That is what will happen.
Yeah, I would go as far as to say, you're saying you thought it was just a book of this, a book of that. You just thought the Bible was a book.
Yeah,
it's that's not good. A book. Come on. It's the Word of life.
Yes.
It is the Word of life from God Himself to you
yeah.
in every situation, in every circumstance, to encourage you and give you hope. What was your word? Let's go off of perseverance now.
Oh, okay.
Let's jump back over to your version. And what was your word?
Well, I love the word because in mine, where yours says perseverance, in the New King James, it says patience.
Patience.
And I thought about that.
Never pray for patience.
Well, I thought about that from kind of going back to what it says. It says through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures. And I was thinking about that, not even in a sense of my patience, but it says the patience of the Scriptures.
Yeah.
Do you know how patient the Scripture is?
Yeah.
See, kind of going back to the thought I was just painting as far as, well, the Bible's a book of rules. It's just there to tell me how much God is mad at me and what I shouldn't do. No, it's not. The Bible is a book that is so patient because as long as we've had the Bible, it's been saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It's been saying without getting angry. I said this the other night in our Bible study. I said, you know, the Word of God never yells at you.
Right.
The Word of God never gets impatient and raises its voice. It always is speaking lovingly and patiently, and it's always giving you the same truth. It's patiently saying, I know that you think that you're this, you know, broken, terrible person,
right.
But in fact, I've made you in my image and I've called you by name and I have my Spirit to give you. I have salvation to give you. I have grace to give you. I have righteousness that I want to give you as a gift. That's how much I love you. And patiently, it just keeps saying, even in the years when I didn't understand, I thought it was just all about what I'm supposed to be doing for God and how if I do the wrong thing that God's mad at me.
Right.
And the whole time the Bible was saying, but God so loves you.
That's so good.
But God's, and it just keeps saying it over and over because the Word of God is so patient with us. And that's just what jumped out at me about that word, that the Word of God is patient
yeah.
with us to give us what we need if we will just go to it. It's
yeah.
The Word of God is not an angry man in a room and you're like, I don't want to go in there. He's just going to yell at me.
Right.
But if you're, think of someone that maybe it's an uncle, maybe it's a father, maybe it's a teacher, somebody in your life. Who you're like, I just love that person. They're always so patient. They're never mean to me. They love me. They might correct me, but they do it so well.
Right.
That room, quote, the picture is the Word of God maybe is a room that you don't want to walk in because you think that angry person's in there. It's not.
It's not.
It's the most patient, loving Father you could ever hope and imagine.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, what it boils down to is that we need to build ourselves up in what the Word says.
Yes.
We need to learn what it says. It is our hope.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's saying that the perseverance of the Scriptures and the knowledge of the Scriptures will give us hope, but it really is the hope.
Yes.
It's not going to give you a false hope.
Yeah.
It is actually the hope that we need, you know, and we need to know that what God says is true. And you know, we can overcome these obstacles like we're talking about,
yeah.
you know, these things that we need to persevere. You know, it says that in the Scripture, we can do all things through Christ.
Yes.
Who what? Strengthens me. And, you know, be strong and courageous in Joshua 1:9. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Amen.
You know, I think so many times we forget God is with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of you've maybe never given your life to Jesus and God's still there with you.
Yeah.
He is waiting for you to invite Him into your situations and into your circumstances. It says, you know, be strong and bold, have no fear or dread of them because it is the Lord your God who goes before you. You know, if you have God, you have hope.
Yes.
Okay. If you have His word, you have hope. If God is with you, you can win.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the great thing about the Word of God is if you're building your life on that foundation, then you always have that hope. So if you're going to the Word of God and you're wanting, like, one of the things that's coming to my mind about faith and hope are tied together.
Yeah.
In the Word of God. So you're trying to walk out faith faith only comes if you have an expectation of hope.
Right.
Right? So you hope in what God's going to do, and you have that hope. But you can go to the Word of God, and you can know that that is the character of God, that mm-hmm. that is His nature, that He does want you to prosper and have good success, that He does want you to be healthy, that He does want you to have purpose and meaning in your life to do the things He's called you to do. Yeah. He wants you to be part of carrying out the Great Commission. All that gives you hope, because the world doesn't have any of that for you.
No.
And they're
not hopeful about anything.
No.
They're just trying to get through the day.
Exactly. And it's miserable. It's a miserable way to live if everything you're looking at is in the world. But when you go to the Scripture,
yeah,
then you have hope.
So good.
Yeah. Otherwise, what do you have? What are you building yeah. your life on?
Sure. You know, and honestly, what are you building your life on? Are you trusting in the Scripture?
Right.
What are you building your life on? You know, are you building your life on your job?
That's going to end.
Because your life's going to crumble when you lose your job.
Your job's going to end.
You're building your life on your marriage, even or your family. Family. You can't build your life on that.
Your kids are going to grow up and leave.
You know, the Scriptures tell us, don't build your house on the sand.
Yeah.
Build your house on the rock. Well, what is the rock? The Word of God. When we come to the Word, we build our lives on the Word, then our family prospers, our jobs are amazing, yes. You know, and we aren't suicidal.
You get new ideas.
We're not dealing with, yeah. with turmoil and depression and anxiety, because we are building on a solid foundation, and we're building on something that is true and lovely and good report, you know, and it's,
yes.
it's the Word of God.
Yes. And so it's those things. So if you think that your life is limited, the purpose of your life, well, the purpose of my life is my job. Is it? Because what's going to happen when you don't have that job anymore?
Yeah, you're going to lose your purpose.
Maybe you own a business. Well, I don't have a job. I own a business. Well, what are you going to do? Work till you're 85, like 90? Right. What's going to happen there? My purpose is to raise my kids. Great. But you're going to raise them and they're going to
leave. Be gone one day.
Then what? Right. So yeah. there's something has to be transcendental about your purpose.
Yes.
And the Word of God tells us that. It tells us that God's purpose, says in Galatians chapter 1, that His desire is to reveal His Son in us.
Yes.
To live a life that Jesus is revealed through.
Yeah.
And then you know what you stop doing? Good. You stop thinking about yourself.
Right.
And then you have some joy.
So
because
good.
when you're so consumed with yourself, that is a joy parasite. It just sucks it out of you.
Yeah.
But when you get the Word of God in you and you're like, wait a minute, it's about me doing what God called me to do for other people.
Yeah.
It transforms the way you think.
So good, isn't it? Man, we're going to take a quick break, guys, and we'll be right back and talk a little bit more about it.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the fellowship hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program, and we're just kicking back here talking about just amazing portions of Scripture. Pastor Mark, we're in Romans 15, chapter 4, and we've literally just spent 2 days talking about one verse of Scripture, and it's powerful what's happening here. So earlier you said you had another idea that had popped in your head and about Word of God.
So
let's just dive back in.
Yeah, Romans 15:4 is where we are. And you were talking about, Pastor Kevin, about having hope in the Scripture. Like ultimately, that's what this, and I'll read it very quickly, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Yeah. And so, you know, it's taken us 2 days now to get to the end of the verse to say, yeah, it's about hope. But, you know, we were talking about, you know, knowing who you are in Christ, having the answers that God wants for you, knowing the purpose that you got, building your life on the foundation of the Scripture so that you have something meaningful and not so it's not the sand of the world. And I was thinking that, you know, you go all the way back to Genesis, and do you know how the fall of man began? It began with somebody doubting the word of God.
Yeah.
Not being sure what God had said.
Right.
Eve was tempted when the serpent came and he said,
did God say?
Yeah. God said?
And has so he really began, said that?
So she began to, wait a minute, has he? Well, you know what? Today we have no excuse to go, well, I don't really know.
What did God say?
Because his words are written here for our learning.
Yeah.
So that we
through
can
the inspiration
have hope.
Of the Holy Spirit the Bible is given. You know,
absolutely.
If you don't believe the Bible is 100% true, then that's the first issue you got to settle.
You need to dig into
that. It's true.
Yeah.
It's perfect in its origin, and God has given it to us for instruction, for reproof, for correction, for guidance, for all the different things that we need in life.
And it's not for you to have rules. It doesn't say that here. It doesn't say that we have what was written so that we might have rules. It doesn't say we have what was written so we might have a list of things not to do. It doesn't say it was written so we'll know how angry God's going to be when we do something wrong. It doesn't say that. It says that through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we might have hope.
Right.
Hope. Good. That's good. That's the Word of God. See, it's putting to death all the lies that people can believe about what the Bible is. It's designed to give you hope so that you can know the heart of God.
Yeah.
You can know what He said, and you don't have to be deceived.
Yeah. When you're saying that, I'm like, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Yes.
Jesus was the Word made flesh.
Yes.
The Bible in you is God's hope.
Yes.
And it's a hope for glory to come to His name through your life.
Through your life.
Through your surrender. Amen. Through you actually living your life for God in the way that He has given you through His Word to live it. And seeing the power released in that in every moment of your life. Guys, we believe that you're going to experience God's power through His Word this week.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, have a blessed day. Bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.